That's the sound of the 105mm gun that's mounted on the 8-wheeled rigs that Stryker Brigade combat team soldiers use. And Brigade spokesman Major Dave Maddox says it's a sound that Delta Junction area residents will be hearing a lot of over the next 10 days as the soldiers begin live fire qualification training at a range south of Fort Greely.
We're going to have to fire through the night and part of the day just because we have to get so many gun crews through in the little bit of nighttime that we have.
Maddox says residents will be hearing the 105s firing from about 7 in the evening to around 8 a.m. on some nights through August 15th. He says Stryker soldiers must train to gain proficiency at firing the gun both day and night year-round. And that can be challenging because of Alaska's long summer days and winter nights.
In the summertime, we have plenty of daytime, but not a lot of nighttime. And in the wintertime, we have plenty of nighttime, but not a lot of daytime. So we try to maximize the best of both of those day and night in the early fall and late spring.
Maddox says this week's live fire exercise at the Donnelly Training Area marks the beginning of what he calls an intense training cycle to prepare all the Stryker soldiers for the big annual National Military Training Exercise early next year at Fort Irwin in California. That means motorists will be seeing a lot of Stryker convoys on the Richardson Highway over the next 3 months.
You're going to see a lot of traffic heading to the Yukon training area by Eielson, as well as the Donnelly training area by Greeley, from now until basically October.
Meanwhile, the skies around Eielson Air Force Base will be busier than usual as aircraft from other Air Force units and allied nations begin the next cycle of red flag training on Thursday. Maddox says Army, Infantry, and Cavalry scouts will be participating in Red Flag. The scouts will train with Air Force personnel on coordinating airstrikes on targets during the exercise. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.